Welcome to the Rest and Recovery Podcast. This is a podcast on life's most effective healing tools, rest and recovery, through expert advice, wellness methods, and self-care. Hello, and thank you for listening to the Rest and Recovery Podcast. Thank you for listening, as always, and sharing the content. And in order to make all this happen, it does require some resource, and I am fortunate to be able to introduce two sponsors that are supporting the podcast to make this happen. So please check them out. And first, I want to introduce Fit Insider. It's F-I-T-T, Insider. If you're obsessed with health and fitness as I am, then you'll absolutely love Fit Insider. I've been following them for close to a year now. And subscribe to their free newsletter. It's packed with industry trends, news, tech, startup information, and much, much more. You know, anything from wearables to health optimization to what's new, what's trending in the market to what are the key staples, what are the big companies doing to pivot, expand, and grow to advance the health and wellness market. And, you know, Fit Insider, F-I-T-T, again, Fit Insider, is a tremendous resource for that. Not to mention, they have a weekly podcast. They offer a jobs board if you're looking to get into the health and wellness space as a career pivot. And they also have an investment fund and other resources for those in the health tech space for operators. So trust me, if you're looking for something to really understand and have a finger on the pulse of the health and wellness market, fitinsider.com is definitely the one to bookmark. So please check them out. Link is in the show notes, and I would encourage you to go check them out. Thank you. Okay, welcome to the Rest and Recovery Podcast. Today we are going to touch on the importance of nutrition around rest and recovery and just life in general. And my guest with me is Armin Elizovich. Did I get that right?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Pretty solid.
Yeah, it's pretty
nice. Solid. From Pravi Nutrition. And yeah, we're going to get into protein and also just their unique take on the importance of protein, specifically whey protein. And we'll get into that in just a minute. But Armin, thanks for taking the time to join me.
Yeah, of course, Scott. I appreciate it. We had talked a little prior to this interview. You know, you've purchased our goat whey, which is we appreciate a lot, and I'm excited. I'm excited to tackle a bunch of topics, talk about anything nutrition based, and kind of where we got our start.
Yeah,
but
yeah, that'd be great. You know, why don't we start there? We were talking a little bit offline, but your own personal health journey and the evolution of how you guys recently launched. I think you were saying you're coming up at the time of this recording, you're coming up on your first year of business. So yeah, give the background on Pravi and what it stands for, you know, where you came up with the name, but also more importantly, you know, goat protein. That's not an area that a lot of people, at least in the US, are used to talking about. And we can get into, you know, the nuances around that. But yeah, give the little background.
Sure. Thank you. And just for a mental note, I'm glad you touched on the U.S. market and goat dairy in particular, because it's huge. It's the most widely consumed dairy product outside the U.S., goat milk. So that's a good thing to come back to. As far as for us, so it's a two-man operation at the moment, Joe and I. And we met at UVM. It's University of Vermont. That's Burlington's Vermont school. We played sports together. We played sports against each other. And as I was talking offline, he was a big proponent in me wanting to get my health better. He was into not only changing diets, supplements, and fitness earlier than I was on a more serious note, but he was willing to share that info. So we were in our little Twitter, you know, areas where we're learning about, you know, less mainstream sorts of health.
Yeah.
And that was kind of where we had our start. I myself, during COVID, everyone was concerned obviously of the virus, but I actually had my own health issues that had nothing to do with COVID. So all my health issues were stemmed from years and years of stress and a lot of familial stress, and then also just bad habits, eating poorly, etc. And I was having no luck with doctors. So I went to a naturopath. We did some testing, and I had a fungal overgrowth, Candida albicans. And those symptoms can range variety. A lot of it's inflammation, but I was having trouble breathing depending on what I ate. I'd have a skin rash. I was having gut issues, and overall, just quality of life was not good for at the time I was 24. So that's just not, I knew something was off. I felt like I should feel a little better than I was. And then part of the Candida diet was cutting out dairy. But, I was just reading everything because I just wanted to feel better. And I'd read the benefits of goat dairy, how it wasn't inflammatory, how I had prebiotics, how I had probiotics, how it actually could reverse Candida, it could help aid in the fight against the fungal overgrowth. So that piqued my interest, and I started experimenting. I did regular goat milk that you'd find at the supermarket. Then I do some raw goat milk from farms here. That's definitely a plus in Vermont. There's a ton of access to raw dairy. And the more and more I learned, the more and more I felt better, in conjunction with other changes in my life. I had always, I'd thought, what if there was a protein? And so then that was my next step for research and finding out that there is goat whey protein on the market. There's another brand we liked, Mount Capra. They do great. They do a lot of goat products, but we felt like we could add to it, maybe change even less ingredients. Not only that, but it always helps the market when there's more players.
Absolutely.
So we wanted to really get this out there, and that's kind of where I guess our interest in goat dairy initially started. It was a personal health challenge, and then our back and forth of what we were reading. The name, Pravi. So that's actually from my language. I'm glad Joe is on board with it. He's been great in that regard. He said, let's run with it. Pravi in my language means real. So it's essentially just real nutrition. That's the point and premise of our company. So we didn't want to, we actually wanted to show up and provide products that are not additives based, harmful chemicals,
Keep
anything
it
that's
clean,
crap,
right?
honestly. Keep it clean. That was our MO.
That's
But
great. That's an incredible story. It's amazing how, so many health challenges for people turn into incredible rebound stories, I guess you could say, or turnaround stories. And yours is no different. You had to dig into it. Modern medicine has its place, but that's more on the sick side when you're, in an extreme scenario, more like a ER of sorts for your health rather than daily lifestyles that would prevent that scenario. And you had to dig in your own research, which is great to uncover this. So it's pretty awesome. Good on you on doing that. But yeah, I can certainly relate to that kind of a story of my own like that. And but yeah, that's incredible. And I like the real piece, the Pravi. That's awesome. What language is that official?
so I officially would be, I see the thing is I want to say it's Serbo-Croatian, just as it's a shared dialect between Serbia, Croatia, and Bosnia. But I grew up as it being Bosnian. It's spoken in my household. My relatives are Bosnian, but I can understand people from those areas as well. So I think that's the official term, but.
Gotcha. Awesome. Very cool. I love the family history and doing that. And so we started talking about you mentioned goat protein is actually the globally the most used dairy protein. Maybe expound on that a little bit. Why do you think the US isn't as prevalent?
Sure. Yeah, it's interesting. And it's funny. Another thing that happens is as I've gotten in this health space and learned more, a lot of these things have been known for generations, right? The grandmother's cooking. And so it's funny when I'll bring up things like goat dairy to my mom, and my mom's like, yeah, I know, we grew up with goats, you know? She's like, congratulations, you just figured that exists. So that's always been kind of a funny dialogue between me and my relatives now. But yeah, it's most widely consumed outside the US. I think that's for several reasons. I think in at least I'll touch on European cultures. It's much more common to house a goat or your own chickens or have a small farm. I think we've moved dramatically into other way here. We just do mass agriculture in the US for obvious reasons, our population, our profiteering, etc. But I think that's more common to have goats and other animals for sustenance overseas. And, I think it was more widely available. I think there's the big bottleneck for goats in the US is just the lack of milk they produce. So goat bearing they can do, or sorry, milk bearing goats can do 2 gallons a day. And I think on a big mass agricultural plan, that's just not enough to sustain all the different uses we need for dairy. Though I think it's substantially better. I just it, the not only is the amino acid profile better, the vitamins, the minerals are better, and most importantly, this ties back into our product. It's just easily digestible. I can't, I don't want to get too far off topic, but I've tried so many protein powders and just felt like junk afterwards. Even the clean ones. I don't know what to say. It's
And yeah, there's so many, theories behind that, I think, with probably the overconsumption of dairy, cow dairy, that is. Then also the clean element, right? And who knows what else is in some of those ingredients or but yeah, it's amazing the absorption rate. People don't think about that much. I didn't for a long time until recently, and you mentioned the gut issues. And I think so many people can relate to having gut health issues. And absorption is a direct byproduct of poor, gut health, right? You're not going to get the energy, the nutrients that you need. So you need something more digestible. And if, especially in a society where the gut is so poorly able to digest well, it makes it even more important for a product like this to be out on the market, I would think. And plenty of space to augment, right? It's not like goat milk has to take over dairy, but it should be in the conversation for sure.
I'm really glad you said that. I think, like I even said, dairy was so important to me that that's why I even wanted to seek out an option that worked while I was, cutting out a lot of inflammatory items, because it tastes well. I know the importance of the nutrition value from it. So, hence why I am all on board. But as you said, it's I think people don't even realize how bad their gut health is. We a lot of societal habits, and that I play part in as well, but we just consume low quality items. When we eat out, we might drink, we might get poor sleep and poor sunlight. I think these things all play and tie together in
Absolutely.
increasing your gut health. And I think we just don't, I think we've lowered our even noticing of the gut issues. You know what I mean? We might all just be walking around with gut issues and write them off.
We've more normalized kind of gut dysfunction and blow it
Correct.
off as like, oh yeah, I'm bloated today, or my stomach hurts, and we just get used to the pain or the discomfort,
Yes.
whatever. And we were like, oh yeah, I ate this, and therefore I feel like crap now. And then we just keep doing it. And
Yes.
I'm as guilty as anyone, not to in
Of
any way
course.
point fingers. But at some point, we all have to really start doing that self-awareness piece of just acknowledging the cause and effect of some of the things we consume.
And I think it's really important, even myself personally on this journey, yeah. I've realized that once you do get over the issue you're having, that you just build up this resilience, this base, this foundation, where a food I might have had a reaction to prior has less of an effect this time. Mm-hmm. You know, I've built up my body stronger, it's healthier, it's more metabolically healthy. It's just able to digest more efficiently, effectively now. And that's because of these changes prior. You know, it's really a win-win. It's not only do you get to fix your issue, but you actually can prevent further issues from occurring with that strengthening, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So you mentioned the word raw, and that's another thing that we definitely in the US don't talk about much, or it's positioned as unhealthy if you have raw milk. Maybe explain that a little bit and why you guys went down that route.
Yeah, so I think a lot of, you know, I forget sometimes that, you know, we all get in our echo chambers, and I'm in a very health-centric echo chamber. So everyone around me knows about raw milk. They know the benefits. They know the differences. They know the accessibility. They know why we, you know, why the government may not want to do that, why farms should do that. So I sometimes forget that most people don't know, you know, it's still considered this forbidden fruit.
Yeah.
I think with us, right? We so there are, for obvious reasons, for those who do listen, pasteurizing dairy eliminates bacteria and pathogens that could harm the human body on consumption. However, the downside to that is while that process is happening, and it's usually ultra temp or ultra high temp pasteurized, what that means is just you basically heat up milk to a very high temperature to kill off all this bacteria. In doing so, you also kill off the good bacteria. You denature the proteins and minerals. So that's essentially the heat can crush protein, heat can crush aminos and existing vitamins and minerals found in the milk. So those are the downsides. You are essentially putting out a less nutritious product while destroying any chance of, obviously, you know, getting an infection. But even that, it's funnily enough, if you ever look at numbers, you know, E. coli runs rampant in lettuce, right? Mm-hmm. And there's so many diets that push for, and I'm not at any point antagonizing vegetables. I include vegetables in my diet, but we push that as the forefront healthiest diet, but it's also the number one leading cause of E. coli, which is animal and foodborne contamination, right? And raw milk is way down on the list. You could argue maybe because of due to lack of availability, it's that mm-hmm. low.
Yeah.
But anyone who's tried raw milk knows there's almost nothing to worry about. Why we chose this route, I mean, it is more of, you know, and so our product, right? It's raw goat whey protein. For the product itself, it is also a nod to the idea that we didn't include anything else in it. We have organic vanilla flavoring, and actually we're planning on releasing a completely unflavored this winter.
Just for anyone who,
and we'll get into products planned for this year.
Absolutely.
We're very excited to share those, but for this, we just chose vanilla just as, because I know a lot of people have a deterrence to goat dairy. They might think it tastes a little pastry, grassy. Mm-hmm. I think we thought the vanilla would be just enough to offset anything. I personally don't taste the pasture and the goat whey, but it's understandable. Everyone's taste buds are different.
Yeah.
So the raw is a nod to not using any harmful additives, preservatives, and that we do cold processing. So our supplier, which is completely in the US, is cold processes the milk for the goat whey, which lessens denaturing. So it retains its original protein. It retains more of its original vitamin and mineral content. And that way it can even keep its prebiotics. So those are all the benefits of cold processing. That process itself is just essentially similar to a regular process, but using much lower heat in order to save the integrity of the milk in the way in the process of separation. So it's mechanical separation, but it's maintaining integrity and keeping it more whole.
That's awesome. That's a great explanation. I think that's really helpful for me, and I'm sure those listening. There's something I was going to go back to. Oh, I was going to give an anecdote. So we mentioned briefly, you know, I've used it before a couple times now, last few months. And it is a mild flavor. I mean, I think the first taste was different because I wasn't, you know, I'm used to drinking cow's milk or coconut milk on the plant side of things. But it was really good. I mean, it wasn't a strong flavor. Even the vanilla flavor was mild, so it was easily, I just used that with goat milk, or coconut milk, yours, and then I think I had a vanilla-flavored probiotic, right, powder that I put in there that added on a little bit. But, yeah, I thought it was really good, really clean. It's been my new alternative now because I was using plant-based pea protein, and what some folks might not realize, and again, not a knock on it, it's good for some, not good for all, but it's cousins to peanut. I have a peanut sensitivity, and so, you know, you might respond differently. But anyway, yeah, I thought you guys had an excellent product, and I'm not just saying that because you're sitting in front of me, but it's very good, and be interesting to see how the unflavored comes out.
Absolutely. And thank you. And you are right about that. As I mentioned before, I don't have a knock on vegetable plant-based products. I just know that they did come to fill a hole of people going on the more vegan side of things, as well as the cow ways that were on the market were just low quality. It was causing worse gut inflammation, bloating, GI issues. So I feel like we're the actual solution to things. You know, it's tolerable by most. We have studies on our website as well that go into how lactose intolerant children were given goat milk, and they all were, or 99 out of 100 in the study actually, were able to tolerate goat dairy, even with a lactose intolerance issue.
Wow, that's huge.
We go into other, you know, yeah, it was, these are the type of things where when I noticed it didn't affect me, and I would actually give it to family friends first who were lactose intolerant. And when I realized it wasn't affecting them, I knew we had something that really did work. It's something the US market needed more of. You know, I'm not mad at all if more companies start selling goat whey. I think it's genuinely helpful. I also think, as I agree with you, you know, the taste is mild. I do think some people still might have some time to getting used to that taste.
Yeah.
But in general, it's a supplement. I think if you eat we even recommend this, eat a whole foods diet, get your protein from real food. If you feel the need to supplement extra, or you just want the essential amino acids your body can't make found in all nine are found in this product, then go ahead. We recommend this. You know, I always think like you shouldn't, this supplement, we always joke, Joe and I, there's a bunch of supplements on market that are like Cinnamon Toast Crunch flavored and have edible glitter and have like cake pops. And it's like, you know, like if you're going to go to those lengths to, you know, to mask a flavor, I don't know. I just, you might as well have the seed oiled regular version, you know?
Exactly.
Seriously, you'll enjoy it more.
So
I think as a protein powder, it really should just be simple, something you consume and get the benefits from it. You know, it doesn't need to be this huge event.
Yeah. And you make a great point too, is like, from a nutritional profile, you know, I think oftentimes, you know, we're under proteined in general.
Definitely.
We do know that, in talking about clean and quality ingredients, you know, a lot of our food supply is continuing to dwindle in the level of nutrition in the food because of the mass manufacturing you know, depleted soil, so it doesn't deplete as well or regenerate as well. And so we have to supplement. It, supplementation has to be a part of the process. And I think, you know, especially from a protein perspective, you know, this is a great alternative. And for me too, like, again, depending on your metabolic type, what you need in your balance in the macros, but it's a great way to get something in simple, especially if you're in major cities like we are, or I am, you know, you're on the go a lot. So it's sometimes tough to stop and make the food or whatever. So it's just a great way to kind of have that there as a support and a gap closure.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think also I prefer taking mine with maple syrup. You know, Vermont has, I want to say, the there best maple syrup in the world, but you know, the Canadians might be on me, but yeah. It's really good up here. So that's a go-to for me, organic maple syrup, raw honey, and then this probably protein. I actually also prefer coconut milk, but goat milk is great too.
Yeah.
And yeah, double up, so that's on the goat milk. Double up. Yeah. Get twice the benefits, right?
Yeah. The thing I like about using the coconut with it is too, is you're getting that plant. So you're getting, to me, that well-rounded, you need all those things. And it's just a good way to kind of change it up too. But I think that's a huge element that anybody could benefit from. And like you said, like, it's got all nine of the essential aminos that, again, we need those for a variety of things, right? Protein is huge from a nutrition standpoint, arguably one of probably the more important of the three macros. You can argue they're all important, but how those essential aminos help with repair, muscle repair, cognitive function, because we need that fats in there as well, that's in there. So it's really, really important.
I think it's especially important for the older demographic, you know, because when you think protein powders, you think of like the gym person, right?
Yeah.
With these big muscles. And of course, you know, that's part of it. But I think a lot of older people, I'm talking, you know, 60s and above, like my mom's turning 60 this year, and I'm getting her to start incorporating a lot more protein in her diet. You know, mm-hmm. she didn't grow up on like this idea of like high protein diets, you know. Yeah. And I know how important it is. I also know that you can have gut sensitivity at an older age,
mm-hmm.
and then a host of issues. You know, there's people who have metabolic illness and can't always digest things, can't utilize this in their diet. I think goat milk, goat whey is a good tool in that.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting, actually. The goat, like the genetic breakdown of goat milk is the most similar to human breast milk. So much so,
really,
that overseas the number one, and you can even just type in on Amazon, goat baby formula, the number one formulas in overseas in the EU is goat milk based. So they're given it as a baby formula.
Wow.
And that was definitely one of, that piqued my interest as well, realizing that it's almost a, you know, it can almost benefit a baby as much as breast milk can. That's powerful stuff.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, we've wanted to do even more breakdowns on that and start sharing that for our community. It's fascinating stuff. It goes to show, I guess, another reason why it's so globally consumed, just with the host of benefits, and why I hope it increases here in the US. You know, it's a luxury here in Vermont. There's a ton of goat farms, which is really nice. So it's a lot more common here, but I know there's people all over the country that have never tried goat milk. I've never even delved into goat whey. You know, that would be the next step, right?
Yeah.
You gotta start with the milk. But so, very interesting stuff, very powerful. It's a great animal, you know.
Yeah.
We're glad we get to share this with people. Seriously, it's been nice, especially because it's new to us as well.
Yeah. My daughter's been, is find this funny. She's been wanting to get a goat. So I may have to be part of the Probi network or something to start a goat farm in Virginia. and
Yeah.
you guys can source from our house.
That'd be, and you know, it's funny. We get asked all the time, like, do we have our own goat farm? And I was like, I would love one, you know, logistically very tough at the moment,
Yeah.
you know.
So do you have to partner? You said it's US based, so
Correct.
it's all local. So you partner with local farmers who raise goats.
So our yes, but not local to us. It's local to the Midwest. So
Okay.
the farm we work with just sources from local farms in the Midwest, and they're able to produce at such an capacity that there's excess whey, and then that whey is sellable, and it's completely US based. We're proud of that.
That's
We want
awesome.
to keep it that way. When we were actually, the first 6 months was even finding a supplier. You know, it's very difficult. The couple companies in the US that use goats for their products are very tight-lipped about it, which is fine. I understand, you know.
Yeah.
In the prior to finding these guys, our first supplier would have been out of Europe, but the numbers were just, they were just not doable, you
Yeah.
know, with the import costs, the production. And we're small, you know, this is just me and Joe. We do everything. We fulfill. We use a manufacturer for the production, of course, but everything else is in-house. So we would love to have this exorbitant facility pumping out milk, you know, everything flying out. But at the moment, you know, we're keeping it within our means. But we're excited to grow. You know, we have this year we have three more products planned. So
Sweet. So maybe touch on
so
those. What
because
do you got
sure.
coming down the pipeline?
Yeah, as of right now, we have our original goat whey protein with vanilla. We're planning on doing a raw goat whey protein, no flavoring. So just completely one ingredient. We're also planning on doing an instantized version of our current goat whey. So what instantizing means is you would mix the goat whey with sunflower lecithin, which actually has health benefits, a host of health benefits. It's used widely as a supplement. If you mix the two, it changes the texture of the protein because our feedback was just the texture was very gritty, very sandy. Of course, people still enjoyed it, and I enjoy it. But we're considering, you know, going this route just to open up another option for an even better tasting, better mouthfeel product,
Yeah.
while limiting products, ingredients, of course. And it'd be organic, non-GMO. And that's a product we're discussing. We're also discussing an organic cocoa flavor with sea salt. And I know that's going to be like exciting for people. We've got a ton of messages saying, if you put out chocolate, you know, we'll buy. And I was like, okay, we got it. So we would go down that route. So those products. And then the last product we're currently sampling is an electrolyte product. So a big deal for us, you know, we're big advocates of the sauna. We go to a sauna every day. I'd probably train at the gym 5 days a week, play some sports here and there. I love how electrolytes make you feel when you replenish them, you know, after like a long, hard day of sweating, being out in the sun. These packs, like I'm sure everyone's tried the Element Sticks,
Yeah.
you know, liquid IV. But so we wanted to make our own with, of course, the way we do it at Pravi, you know, no preservatives, no added sugar, no BS. You know, we're going to keep it that
Sweet.
way.
Cool.
So that's something to look forward to as well.
Awesome. Are you
Very
guys?
exciting.
Yeah, that's really cool. I was curious if you're going down any other like protein based, you know, and I'm just thinking out loud, right? Is like the collagens or, you know, I've been hearing colostrum lately, if that's even a route that's possible for goat.
Yeah, colostrum is actually of high interest to us. Before I go on that, to quickly touch on collagen and then touch on another product, which would be like a pre-workout.
Yeah.
You know, those are two common, I guess, products people consider all the time. But for us personally, like pre-workout, we don't think it's necessary. For people who do think it's necessary, I'm sure there's people that are focused on that, if that makes sense.
Yep.
We don't think we would deliver a great product. You know, for us, pre-workout is some honey and like an espresso shot. That gets us going. You know, that's all we need. So, but it's understandable that people ask for that. For collagen, I think collagen is extremely, extremely popular. And I just, as you said, could make a goat collagen. In general, it just, there's so many products out right now.
Sure.
You know, and that I think are doing a great job. It's not even a knock. I just, they're crushing it.
Yeah.
I think as at our size, we're definitely focused on what we do well, which is, I think we make the best protein powder out, and then slowly get into things we like to see ourselves.
Yeah.
That's not in the market.
Hey man, from a business perspective, that's the wise route, right? Don't want to overdo too many products. Just knock this one out of the park, grow it. Like you said, there's the two of you crushing it, but at some point, hopefully you guys are going to have to start hiring locally and get some US-based employees going. So that'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be really nice. You know, I've shouted out Vermont a few times already, but they really do a good job at incentivizing job creation as well as agricultural job creation. So that's something we have potential tools for.
Sweet.
But it's very early in the process. It's exciting. You know, it's been a year, but it's interesting. Sometimes we feel like we don't exactly know what we're talking about or doing. Maybe this is a message to anyone else who's young. You know, we're 26 years old and it's every day we're learning something. You know, if you saw the first way we were asking about getting the supply to how we know to speak now and how to reach out, it's night and day.
That's all. Hey man, that's the best way to go about it is, you know, get an idea, act on it and iterate from there. I think too often, and including myself, didn't do that enough. So respect to that and keep doing that. It's what got you here and just keep going, man. Stay curious. So
I appreciate that. You know, it comes also, I have to share this. My mother and dad, they immigrated here obviously when I was young. And so my dad used to be a professional soccer player in Bosnia.
Oh,
my mom was an accountant. But when you come to the US as refugees, it's, you know, it's kind of out the window.
Yeah.
So they were extremely hardworking. It's what instilled it in me. They actually started coast to coast truck driving, semi-trucks. So I used to spend summers, you know, traveling with them in the back of the cab. And I'd essentially go to every state in the US. Obviously not remember much. I was a young boy, but they kind of instilled in me the idea of doing it on your own, as well as being able to just work hard. And my mom to this day does it. You know, she's turning 60. She drives every week 2,000-3,000 miles. So
wow, that's like, incredible.
That's the type of, you know, upbringing I had. And it's also helpful having, you know, a partner in Joe that also wants to create something. You know, he's just as interested in. I think it's a good balance for us too.
Yeah,
working on this, you know,
that's awesome. Yeah, I think that's it, man. You know, I appreciate the long haulers like your parents driving around and showing that kind of stick to it attitude. And my wife grew up for a number of years like that. My father-in-law drove a truck, and so that's awesome to have that kind of example to kind of set that legacy and set the tone. You know, that's the American dream, is coming out and kind of relying on family, but doing it as well. So you have the kind of that optimal blend of the two. So good for you, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Before we close out, you know, I'd like to ask a few questions, a bit of a hot seat. Sure. So what are you reading right now?
For actually, this is a good one. I'm reading The Salt Fix. I can actually go grab it. It's by Dr. James, I want to say Nicolini.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Okay.
D. Nicolini.
Yeah, that's a very known book, but I've just been, I think it's part of the electrolytes we're researching, as well as my own interest in just taking salt on everything.
Yeah.
That's been my interest at the moment, book wise.
Cool. Very cool. All right. What are you listening to right now? Be it music or podcast?
Sure. For, I can give you one of both.
Sure.
I've been, for music, it's been a lot of country recently. So it's been guys like Zach Bryan, Noah Kahan, a guy who's actually from Vermont, blowing up right now.
Cool.
For podcasts, it's the typical ones, but I'll listen to Andrew Huberman's pod.
Yep.
And any interesting people I like on JRE, you know, he has such a wide variety of people, but he's the best at his job. You know,
he has set the tone. Rogan for sure,
crushes.
Man.
Yeah, yep. He absolutely crushes. So
cool. All right, last one. What is your go-to rest and recovery method?
My go-to rest and recovery. That's a good one. I want to answer these as quick as I can while still being somewhat poignant, you know. This is actually a good one. I do like taking L-theanine.
Mm-hmm.
L-theanine, for those that know, is commonly found in green tea. It's a compound. It's a compound that not only relaxes you, but also is a nootropic. We're actually including that in our electrolyte sticks.
Okay.
Because I'm such a fan of it. I take 400 to 800 milligrams a day. I think it's great. Very, very easy going. So I'll take that. And then I've been the magnesium spray.
Mm-hmm.
The magnesium spray is essentially just distilled water and magnesium salt, magnesium chloride specifically. And if you put in a spray bottle together, it does this weird, it's just calming effect. You know, it relaxes muscles. If you have any gym pains or soreness, you spray some magnesium on it. It feels better. And it's some wild stories. I remember a family friend, I'm selling this well. No, a family friend of mine, she was having cramping during her period.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember telling her dad, just start a bath and put a ton of magnesium chloride in there. She couldn't even believe it went away within minutes, all her cramping pain. So it's magnesium in general is a strong tool. So I'd say my rest and recovery is L-theanine and magnesium, and then kind of just relaxing mentally.
Sweet. That's great, man. I didn't realize it was a spray. I'll have to look into that one.
Yeah, there's you can make your own, but it's also, I just buy from Ancient Minerals, I think, on Amazon.
Yep.
And it's interesting stuff. There's this guy on Twitter, his name's Grimhood. He did a lot of, he's known as the magnesium guy on Twitter. And so he's done extensive research, and he was talking about the importance of getting magnesium in different forms.
Yep.
And a lot of people say that, but not many mentioned that you can actually get it dermally, you know, via spray or immersion in mineral baths or the ocean. So interesting concept, totally works.
Yeah. Nice.
For sure.
Awesome, man. All right. So how can folks find you and learn more about getting the product?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have social media. So our Instagram is at Pravi, that's PRAVI.nutrition. Our website is pravinutrition.com, spelled the same way. And we have a host of studies. We have blogs. We have recipes. If you're interested in learning more, I would check those two up the most. We are on Twitter. We're on TikTok. But we do most of our work on Instagram and our website, I would say.
Cool.
We're not in any stores at the moment, but we are planning on talking to a few chains, health-based chains, and seeing what we can do once we get these new products out. Really, really excited for them, you know?
Awesome. Here for you, man. Congrats. Well, I appreciate your time, insights. Really, really do enjoy your product. And, I hope other people will listen, who've listened, will take you up on it as well, because it's a great tool, great option.
Thank you, Scott. I really appreciate it. This was fun. So I hope we do it again. Thank you again.